Shalom everyone, and I hope you're doing well. Today we're going to discuss the fourth of the Lamedtes Malachos, the Malacha of Mamer, which is gathering produce on Shabbos. After one plowed and planted and grew their produce, they would harvest it, kotzer, the last Malacha we discussed, and then they would gather into one area, one pile, and that would be the violation of Mamer on Shabbos, which is listed in the Mishnah in Mesechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, and discussed further in the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. There is a further discussion in the Achronim. Generally speaking, when it comes to Malacha on Shabbos, you need to do Meleches Machshavos. You need to do some type of constructive action to change the item in order for it to be us on Shabbos. And over here, when it comes to Mamer, you are just simply gathering it into one pile. You didn't do anything to change the item. Supposed to, when it comes to, let's say, Bishul or Kotzer, the other items we discussed, there was a significant change within the item itself. Why is Mamer Aser? Similar to another Malacha that other people point out, Hotza, carrying from one Rishus HaYachid to Rishus Rabim, these Malachos are a bit mysterious why they became Aser on Shabbos. Different answers have been suggested. The Kitzos HaShulchan suggests the reason why Mamer is Aser on Shabbos is because it is simply something that they did in the Mishkan, and even if it's not inherently significant, since that's what they did, that's why it's Aser. I saw another very beautiful answer by Rav Rimon in his Sefer. He suggests that the reason why Mamer is Aser on Shabbos is because it is the end of the Malacha of Kotzer. After one does the harvesting and they cut down all the produce that was ready to be harvested, then the end of that process is gathering it up into one pile. This makes it easier for you to enjoy and finish the Malachos on that produce. Either such way, that is the Malacha of Mamer. There are two qualifications that make Mamer Aser, Mida Oraisa. Number one, it must be with things which are grown from the ground. It has to do with gidulei karka. Number two, it needs to be done b'makum giduleim. It needs to be done in the area in where those items were grown. If neither of those qualifications are met, then it's definitely not going to be aser mida oraisa, and it may be completely mutter itself. One exception to this rule that the post can bring up is that if one were to make a significant improvement to figs by stringing them together into one necklace, even though that is not done in the area in where it's grown, that still would be a violation of Inisad Oraisa. Some of the Rishonim extended to things other than figs, but it seems to be based off of the Mishnah Berurah, he paskins this only applies to figs. Another Issur D'Rabbanan is gathering together into one area things which generally come from the ground, such as salt. As you can see, many of these halachos are not super relevant, mizman hazeh, because nobody is gathering salt together on Shabbos, and one should refrain from stringing together figs on Shabbos. Additionally, when it comes to the trees and gathering together fruits on Shabbos, this is only going to be applicable if one, A, has a fruit tree in their backyard, and B, the fruit that you're going to be gathering fell prior to Shabbos. If the fruits itself fell on Shabbos itself, then that would be problematic to gather them together or to pick them up or move them at all because of the issue of muksa. Once it became muksa on Bein HaShmashos and Erev Shabbos, it becomes muksa for the duration of Shabbos. The most practical example when it comes to Mamer on Shabbos that one may encounter is if one already gathered fruits together and then all of a sudden the fruits became scattered accidentally on the floor either in their house or outside. That's when Mamer may apply on an Isser D'Rabbanan level. So is it mutter for you to gather together fruits that became scattered that were already previously gathered together, either inside or outside? And this is a further discussion in the poskim. The concerns that the poskim have are, number one, that it may be an Isser D'Rabbanan of Mamer because it's similar to Mamer, regathering the fruits itself. Additionally, it's Uvdin D'Chol. What's it, Uvdin D'Chol? It is, it resembles a weak type of activity, such as Mamer, like we explained, or there's a Tircha Yisera involved. That is something that the Mishnah Berurah points out, that sometimes it's very difficult, unnecessary work to gather up fruits together, that became scattered on Shabbos itself. So the general rule of thumb is as follows. Fruits that became scattered outside over a large area, one is not allowed to gather them up on Shabbos. Fruits that became scattered inside one's house, so there's a discussion whether if it's a large area that one should try to only use a broom, that's what a remote suggests, to gather them up because it may be similar to a Tircha Yisera. Certainly in a small area, fruits became scattered, one would be permitted to put them back in the basket or the bucket that they have. In any event, if one wanted to gather the fruits one by one individually, then that would not be a violation of Mamer. provided that they were going to eat those items and those fruits that they gathered for themselves on Shabbos. Okay, this will have to suffice with their discussion for Mama for now, and we'll have to pick up Emir Tashem with another Malacha next week.